You've been waiting all day for it. I've been waiting all day for it. We have a Francisco Lindor update from Francisco Lindor himself. The only thing I know is he's not in the lineup tonight, which is not a surprise. We know about Lindor. He left Friday night's game early with a back issue. Did not play Saturday. Started Sunday. Got a leadoff hit. Walked very gingerly to first base after the hit. Played his position in the bottom of the first inning and then came out of the game going into the bottom of the second inning. Here is what Francisco Lindor has to say about his back.
How you doing, Francisco?
I'm great. I still have a little bit of pain, but we had good news. Everything seems like it's good, you know. It could be 3 to 5 days, or it could be 2 to 3. It depends on how my back reacts. The trainers, they have an amazing game plan, and then it's going to be up to Mendy and if I feel okay to play.
All right, so that is good news, because obviously the worst piece of news would have been the MRI showing something structurally wrong with his back.
Which you never, I think, see when people have back issues. It's always like a complicated mix of things that don't necessarily show up on imaging.
Backs are very complicated.
Right, they're very complicated.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it could be something minor. It could be, honestly, we're talking about like Graham Gano's hamstring. It could be a tight hamstring.
Right.
Or tight IT band, or something like your hip alignment is just a little bit off, which is not going to really show itself on an image, but you could still have serious, I don't want to say debilitating, but like, I can't do my job type of pain.
Yeah, this doesn't get Lindor out of the woods by any stretch.
No.
But it's like one little check mark. Check mark, okay, we're not being put out of our misery that he's going to need back surgery and he's Ben Simmons and we won't see him in a year and a half. So Lindor says, you know, everything's great. Now, he is a very smiley guy, he's a very happy guy, he's a very optimistic guy, he's like Tommy, positive Francisco, positive Tommy. But I hear 2 to 3 days, I hear 3 to 5 days. Here's the way they've got to handle it. It's very simple to start. He's out for this series against the Nationals. Mm. I think it's start right there. He's not available. You have Luis Angel Acuña here. Now, Luis Angel Acuña is not in the lineup tonight. Eddie Alvarez is, with Iglesias at shortstop. I disagree with that, but more on that at a later time. I think you sit him against Washington, not because you're arrogant.
Acuña at second?
No, Acuña's not even playing.
Who's at second?
Eddie Alvarez.
Oh, Alvarez.
Speed skater.
Got it.
Yeah,
got it.
I think that it's not arrogance against Washington. It's being careful. He clearly has a back issue. He still has pain, like he said. And the only way, I've learned this with my own back issues, even though I'm far from being a professional athlete, is you need to rest. So Francisco Lindor needs to rest. In fact, he shouldn't even be in the dugout. He should be laying down on a bed doing stretching exercises.
But sometimes that's worse.